Ace Podcast.
Welcome to the third volume of the Mediocre Moments of Season 1 of the Crazy Town Podcast. I am Jonas again, your host as always, and with me is TNT Dynamite. Say hello, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you know, it's pretty much every time now, so it's just as awesome as ever. But We are here on the third volume. I know you're probably getting sick of it, but you know what? I'm playing them for you. It's the remix edition of season one, basically, leaving out all the stuff that's less than mediocre. So
less than mediocre.
We're gonna start out at volume three with episode 8. This is the one that has Chachmeyer, myself, Jinx, and TNT Dynamite on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you remember us talking about comfy clothes?
That was like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, it was, man.
Yeah, no. I don't remember what happened yesterday, though, so don't take it to heart.
Well, shit, wait till we get to season three, bud. We're going to be like, wait, when did we talk about that? Were we watching black and white television with rabbit ears on the...
Who's Beyonce?
Oh man! Like, did they capture the mom of ISIS yet? Anyway,
callbacks.
Volume 2. You probably just listened to that last week. Well, hopefully you did. Anyways, if you aren't following us on Twitter, it's at the Crazy Town Pod. Make sure you do that. And we're gonna go ahead and play this clip, and we'll be back as soon as it's over. Hey guys, I wanted to get in with you about changing your clothes. Now, I know everybody wears clothes. We all wear clothes every day, right?
Yes.
Now, everybody has different types of clothes they wear. Like, they have your everyday going out to the fucking supermarket clothes. You have the clothes that you wear to work. Some people have clothes they sleep in, clothes they chill in the house in. But I think the biggest difference with everyone is when they actually make this transition. Me, for example, the second I walk in the fucking house, gym shorts, t-shirt. I don't give a fuck if I'm leaving the house in 20 minutes. I'm putting on the comfy shit to chill out. And then I'll get redressed. Yeah. So my question to you is that fucking weird?
I don't think it's weird. I think having an entire wardrobe set aside just for comfort, it's a little odd.
Like, it's not a fucking wardrobe. I don't fucking plan it out.
You've obviously taken the time to designate a certain portion of your closet to these comfortable clothes.
It's an intermission set of clothes.
Right.
It's between.
Do you realize how much of an asshole you sound like when you say that?
Yes, but I mean, it's the comfy clothes that you put on before you know what you're going to do. Like, if it's the best night ever, you're going to stay in those comfy clothes the rest of the night.
Right.
If not, you're versatile. It's gym shorts and a t-shirt, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, easily thrown off, easily changed into something.
Right, I'm not going to sit around in a pair of khaki fucking shorts and fucking a polo shirt. Not like I wear that gay-ass shit anyway. Nothing against people who do wear that. I think you're very super for listening to the podcast. But, so what do you put on? What do you wear? I mean, you wear shit to work. When you get home, do you change or you sit around in your work clothes?
Usually just strip down to the underwear and a t-shirt.
So those are your comfy clothes?
No, I wear them underneath my clothes. I don't have a certain subset of clothing that I have designated. All right, I can't wear this outside, so I'll wear this only in the house.
But you rock that in the intermediate.
Yeah, what, Jinx, what do you think? These two assholes.
This is a completely irrelevant subject you guys are on because girls don't think that way.
You don't whip off a bra to let them titties breathe in between the grocery store and the club?
It depends who else in the house. Like, we don't grasp the concept of comfort. We grasp the concept of what makes the tits look good.
You are an outlier, young lady.
I'm just telling you.
You are an outlier.
We will fucking suffer through whatever as long as the tits are out there.
No, no. And going out, women will suffer because you'll wear the most uncomfortable shoes, underwear, clothing, no matter what. But every girl I've ever been with besides you has said that they have comfortable pants. You have those pair of sweatpants that you love with the crotches falling out of them. There's taco stains on the side. The fucking stretch material at the bottom of it doesn't work. It's like one bell bottom.
Get away from me.
No. No. Not for me.
No?
Not
that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Wow.
No. And here's the other thing. If I think I look good, I will wear those clothes until it's time to go to bed. I don't care if I worked in them all day long. When I get home, I'll wear those fuckers until it's time to go to bed. Because I look cute as fuck.
Huh.
It's just how it works for girls.
Is it? Mm-hmm. So what about you, Josh? When you get home from work, do you immediately rip off the work clothes and put something else on? Or do you sit on the work clothes?
I clock out. And before I'm to my car, I'm out of my work clothes and into my...
You just whip your dick out in the parking lot?
Not my dick, no. I remove the shirt. Everything except I remove the hat. I have another shirt underneath. And I have another hat to put on once I get in the car.
We wear the same pants.
I wear the same shorts. I live in a hot climate.
This son of a bitch has a transitional hat. What kind of goddamn sense is that?
I'm wearing it right now, actually. This is a transitional hat.
We get
right
to
here.
See the transitional hat in
it,
person?
It sometimes makes it into the evening hat as well, but...
This evening wear?
Yes. You, of all people...
I wear the same hat.
And question me
on
the fact that... motherfucking socks
of multiple hats.
Home.
No. You think socks is bad. He has like 40 fucking hats.
I have 60 hats.
60 fucking 62. Hats. Now he's gonna question my hat transition from work to casual.
I mean, not that we're questioning hats, but how many hats do you have that say single as fuck?
I have one. Yeah. I personally
have none. And every hat that I own goes with an outfit. That is for going out.
So
that is for
So you're ripping on me about transitional fucking clothes, and you have fucking outfits with hats and socks.
I only
match.
Have two delineations of outfit. There's work, there's outside. Everything else in between I can wear in the house because it's just t-shirts and underwear.
It's just drawers and underwear. Yeah. But your drawers and t-shirts.
Your outside category is like a fucking family tree. It just goes...
You gotta have the shoes.
Yes.
That match the socks. That match
like
the
you
hats.
Said, 60 hats. I guarantee you there's 60 outfits to those hats.
Is there something wrong with me putting an outfit together?
I'm just saying, that's
to look
60,
nice?
Dude. That's way too big of a...
Bitch, you have transitional hats! I gotta wear this hat to get home to my evening hat.
It's one hat. One hat.
One hat. He just rubs the bill this way and it becomes the evening hat.
Look,
turns it sideways just a touch.
So that's the obsession with the socks. It's trying to catch up to the hats.
I don't know, man. Jonas, do you sleep naked?
Yes. Every fucking
Josh,
day.
Do you sleep naked?
Yes.
You fucking animals.
Right. Absolutely. Why you? I don't need to see your snail trails on the bed.
No, not about my snail trail. Do you sleep naked every day?
Do I sleep naked every day?
Spoiler.
Never sleep naked.
On special occasions.
You wish. You fucking wish.
Getting a little real in here. Back to the point, you guys are fucking animals. Sleeping naked is a danger to you and your family.
What if a spider crawls up your dick hole?
Thank you.
No. What are you going to do then?
You think it's not
going to
be...
Spiders can just
crawl
right up your dick hole.
It's going to be blocked by your shorts.
It is a matter of comfort.
It's
and
a
you
matter
see
of
asshole
personal
dust
safety.
Everywhere?
Personal safety?
Yeah.
It's
how am I
going to
hurt myself?
Hygiene. Asshole dust.
Asshole dust?
Wow. Got the fucking poof legs.
I mean, am I going to, like, flip over so much in my sleep I'm going to fracture my dick or something like that? Like, what is the possible...
Look, what's going to stop a bullet better? Your bare skin or anything?
Or a pair of cotton boxers?
Why am I stopping a bullet in my bed while I'm sleeping?
What if there's a fire?
More importantly, what's going to stop a spider?
That's very true.
It's a sheet.
sheet. It's gonna crawl up.
I'm not saying I'm like sleeping on top of my bed completely buck naked. There's sheets, there's blankets, there's comforters, there's layers.
Fucking Neanderthals. Fucking
gross.
Why do you need more layers of clothes?
So some of us here work in industries that have uniforms, basically.
Yes.
Right? Whether it's retail, medical, whatever. So when you get home with your uniform on, it stays on.
No.
Depends on where.
Like I said.
What do you change into?
I hit when I'm walking out the door.
We got that. You got your transitional hats.
Yeah, we know. I'm in. You in the transitional hats. Jinx, yes. Me and you work in similar fields. When you get home and you take off your uniform for your job, do you change into something comfortable or do you leave that uniform warm?
It depends on where I worked. Depends on if I'm contaminated.
Elaborate.
If I have on scrubs and they have gut parts, then I change them.
Yummy.
What do you put on? A cute outfit or some
depends
boxers?
Depends on if I'm trying to get laid.
Would you say it depends on the day? Like how the day
went? What does that take? Went?
No, it depends on if I need to look cute or not. I'm sorry you guys don't think like girls.
You can just walk in and smack his dick and he's gonna get laid.
Exactly. We don't wear guys. You don't have to look cute all the time for us to like even have that thought at all. Like you walk through the door, that's enough. Like
we don't think that way.
All right, she's here. Thoughts already there.
Yeah, me myself straight into the boxers and the t-shirt when I get off.
So, but that's your comfy clothes.
I mean, you can say that, but I'm wearing my comfy clothes every day of my life. Then
all
so
day
I don't
long?
Think of them like that because it's boxers and t-shirt. I'm wearing that.
He doesn't have a transition.
So you I go could. Out so okay. All right. All right. I get that. That makes sense. So you come home. You change out of your work clothes into boxers and a shirt.
No,
you have to
change. You're missing the point.
Okay, you take off your work clothes and you're in a boxers and shirt.
Absolutely.
You want to go to the store and get a 40.
Yeah.
What do you put on to go to the store? You put your work clothes back on?
40.
Because he's drinking Coors.
Why does he want to
get a
40?
Oh, wait. He lives in Florida. He can.
Who wants to go get a 40?
it's a vague question.
Anyways,
guys live in Florida. They only sell quarts.
Today is
so
the
you want to go get a quart.
Yeah.
I think when I
what do you
up,
put on to go get the quart?
I'm going
to
go get a
you quart. Put your scrubs back on?
Yeah, honestly, now that kind of depends.
On what?
Because I might put the scrubs. If I haven't showered, then yeah, the scrubs are going back on. But if I have,
depends on how
shorts.
Contaminated they are.
Yeah.
Or if he's feeling lucky, he's like goes to the store. He's like, "What's up, bitch? I'm a surgeon."
There you go.
Sup, bitch, I'm a surgeon. That's what he does. Yeah. He's like, hey, ladies,
he
here's
could.
My quart of
it
OE.
Is he buying PBR? Is he buying
a quart?
Like, I don't care.
He's buying a quart.
I don't care what position you have. You're wearing scrubs. You're looked at differently. You're a semi-important figure in this world.
Ooh.
You save a life in
wow.
some way or another. You're
so
wearing scrubs. You are a person that saves a life.
Wow, that's a lot of credit because, like...
Don't, like, AIDS
wear
scrubs?
I'm
not saying... I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying that's the image.
You opened up
the
box.
That's name badge.
Semi-important, huh?
Semi-important.
Before Josh gets murdered, we will be right back on the Crazy Town podcast.
TNT, I still stand by that having a comfy clothes strategy is important to life. I know you don't agree, but...
I guess I don't. I didn't realize I didn't agree until I heard that segment.
Do you not remember talking about that?
I don't know, man. I was probably drunk.
We were definitely drunk. As drunk as we were when we recorded that, it doesn't come across that we're super wasted, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that I sound drunk all the time.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, usually when we do the show, you are a little drunk.
Don't give away my secrets, Jonas.
No, I mean you're drunk on happiness from being on the show, not from alcohol.
Yeah, there you go. Drunk off life.
Anyways, actually, I want to ask you a question, man, because on the next segment, you weren't on the show. It was from episode 4. It was just me, solo. I talked about my thoughts on self-checkouts.
Oh.
Real quick, since you didn't get to pipe in on this, do you like self-checkouts?
Yeah, actually I do. I don't like the leery eyes that you get. I don't like the scrutiny, that you get.
You have like a Walmart employee staring over your shoulder, make sure you're not stealing a 25-cent fucking
like,
hair clip.
Like, I know you're just doing your job, motherfucker, but I'm not trying to steal your fucking candy bars.
Right, right, right. So, well, anyways, we'll get into how I feel about them here in just a second when we play this clip, and then we will be right back.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
And I want to talk a little bit about self-checkouts. It's something that's became quite a bit more plentiful over the last few years. They used to be very sporadic. Now, I fucking hate them. Now, but I don't hate them all the time. Now, if you have a couple items and you're trying to bypass lines of doom, I mean, hell yeah, very useful. If you have two items, whatever. Also, if you live in a city that uses plastic bags, great. But I don't. I live in a city where they don't use plastic bags and you have to bring your own bags to the store. Which is great for the environment, but not so great when you forget your bags and have to use a self-checkout. Now, all that put aside, just talking about the self-checkout by itself. Now, the idea, great. People who don't like to talk to other people make small talk. That is like their godsend. You can get through, you don't have to talk to a weirdo who's talking about how long their shift is and how they hate their boyfriend and, you know, how they got finger banged in the bathroom or whatever. Now, that part is great. I don't like talking to all these people either. But when you use them, it's not really all that efficient. Every time I've tried to use them, the damn sensors go crazy. It's too many items are in the bag. This shit weighs too much. Are you not going to put this in the bag? Then you hit the button. Then it wants to go off. Then it says, please see store associate. So that wouldn't be a problem. So I'm like, oh, hey, let me grab the store associate. And you turn around. There's one associate with 15 goddamn checkouts. So guess what they're doing? They're helping the other 15 people who also have the same error and can't move on in their damn checkout because you bought a bundle of socks that was on sale and they have to come over and verify the fucking price. So I don't know how that makes them any sort of useful, but, you know, since every person in the entire place it has an issue every 5 seconds, I would think that being the person in charge of the 15 self-checkout lines is probably the worst job in the store because you're helping everybody who is a goddamn moron use these machines, whether it's user error or the machines just suck or whatever. So every time I use them, I just want to, like, throw everything I have on the floor and just fucking walk out. So I'm going to tell you a story about fucking why I hate them so much. So I go to Walmart, right? This is, like, the mecca of self-checkouts. They have, like, 30 of these bitches in a little corral. And, of course, one person watching them, right? So I go in and it's kind of late. We decide to go grocery shopping late at night because we're bored. We go at like, I don't know, 11:30, some shit. So we go in and everything seems normal. We go around, we buy our stuff, we do whatever we got to do. We go to check out. I think it's like 12:15 at night. And I don't know if this happens in your town or if anyone's ever fucking noticed, but at 12 o'clock, Walmart stops having human cashiers completely. There is not one human in that bitch except for the one person in charge of 15 checkouts. So me and my wife have to go over and self-checkout. Great. Just going to be fucking fantastic, right? So I hate using self-checkout when I have 4 items. We had an entire week's worth of groceries and it's like $200 worth of shit. We have all sorts of stuff. So I immediately look at my wife, and I'm like, we should just come back tomorrow. And she's like, you want to come back and redo all of the grocery shopping so we don't have to use self-checkout? And I'm like, you are absolutely correct. I know what's going to happen. I know how I'm going to feel. I know what is going to go on when we try to do this. So we're using the self-checkout a couple minutes later. And of course, there's like 30 other people in line, and they're all using the self-checkouts. Now, they actually do have 2 attendants working the self-checkout. But one of them is like emptying cash out of one of the registers, which took the entire time we were self-checking out. So there might as well have just been one person. And they were one register short because fucking Dinkletot was fucking in the goddamn shit trying to pull all the cash out rather than letting people just shop. So, of course, as per usual, you know, we end up with like, I don't know, we have like, what would be the equivalent of like 6 or 8 bags of groceries? You know what I mean? There's like for 4 basically adults. So we start going through all this shit, and it is like a plethora of errors. It was the most difficult thing I had ever had to do. It was like, ring up a box of rice, go to put the shit in the damn bag. It's like, do you want to not bag this item? I hit yes, bag the item. Then guess what? Attendant, please come check. Too many items in basket. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. So then, of course, she's using the other fucking 30 people in line who were all having problems. This goes on. I think it took us 45 minutes to check out because we had to constantly call over the attendant to fix shit on sale and stuff it said that we had in the basket that wasn't in the basket. It was a goddamn nightmare. This is where the entire hatred came to like culmination because I knew that I hate these goddamn checkouts. Now, another little side story. We're at Walmart again at 12:30 doing something. We're shopping for whatever. And I go, and we had been around Christmas shopping. So I'd used my credit card quite a bit at a few different stores. So we get through, and we're on our very last transaction. We had to do this stuff in separate transaction because it was for some work stuff. So I get to the last one. Cards declined. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, you son of a bitch. And I know the card isn't declined. I immediately know what happened because this has happened to me before. So I don't know. Have any of you ever tried to use your credit card, whether it's as you're traveling across the country or you're using it for numerous transactions within a day, and you end up the fucking bank blocks your card for fraud protection? Now, I think that fraud protection is actually a very useful thing. Very good. I mean, like, if somebody steals my shit and is starting to use it all over the goddamn country, I want them to freeze the damn card. But they have to have some sort of secondary, like, backup shit. So I'm standing in line at Walmart at 12:30 at night. There's, like, 20 people in line. And I have to call the goddamn bank to unlock my card. So you would think that you call the bank because they just froze your damn card and you would get right through. And I actually do. I get a girl on and I go, hey, blah, 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 you froze my shit. I really need to get it unstuck. And she's like, okay, thanks. Let me get you the fraud department. Click. So before I even got to ask her if she saw a hold on my shit, she sends me to fraud. I was on hold with fraud for 17 minutes in line at Walmart waiting for this bitch to unlock my card so I could do a $100 fucking transaction on my credit card. Do you know how long it took to get it unlocked once I got the bitch on the phone? 30 seconds. I had to verify my information, and she unlocked it immediately. That is the most broken fucking process, and mix that shit with a damn self-checkout. It was like the epitome of just hassle. It made my brain melt. Like, I just wanted to smash my face off the self-checkout screen just because everyone was looking at me like I was an asshole, like I did it on purpose, or I'm, like, trying to call the bank, like, I know my card shouldn't be declined, I know I got $20 on there, I just bought some donuts. No, this was like a fucking credit card. It had plenty of goddamn money, but the fraud protection thing made me look like an asshole. You know what? Fuck you, fraud protection, and Walmart, and I'm all over the place about this fraud in Walmart and whatever. Anyways, self-checkouts, terrible. They are useful, but I hate them. But I love them if I only have like two things. But I hate them if Walmart gets their shit all crossed up and it's midnight and I gotta go in line and wait for 3 hours because it's crazy town. I'm gonna take a break for a second so I can collect my thoughts about this damn nightmare of a situation. And we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Yeah, and you know, TNT, I do still hate self-checkouts, even though I love them too. Like, I can't, wow. I still have so many issues with them, man. It's like, it's inevitable that you're going to stand there and have to call the attendant over 27 times to help you.
I didn't know you had such strong feelings, Jonas.
Oh, fuck self-checkouts, man. Anyways, we're moving on to probably one of my favorite episodes, episode 10. The only episode we have that only covered one story. Do you know which one it is, TNT? Do you remember?
Is this the fucking, oh, come on. Come on.
The dolphin lady?
Dude, ew, gross.
All right. So, quick synopsis, there was an experiment in the 60s where a laboratory tried to teach dolphins English. They let a civilian come in to do to help with the training, and shit got real crazy real fast.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah. So, I hope you enjoy this treat of episode 10 in its entirety, which is live by, I think, like 25 minutes or something.
Yeah, get your Pepto-Bismol ready, folks. You're going to need it.
It's not that bad. All right, everyone. We'll be right back, and we'll have the puke buckets ready in case that you guys can't hold your lunch. We'll be right back.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
Would you ever think to do a scientific experiment to try to teach dolphins English?
I've never been asked this question before, but I guess the thought has crossed my mind.
You've thought about if dolphins could speak English
Absolutely
before?
Not. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, in 1964, there actually was a scientist who thought this would be a good idea. And boy, was it wrong. It just – the levels of wrong keep stacking up on this bitch into, like, definitely different levels of crazy.
I don't really know how you could go wrong trying to teach it. This seems so harmless.
I know, right? Doesn't it? It sounds harmless, yeah. Right? So, yeah. Okay, let me give you a quick, let me kind of go little by little. We'll kind of discuss as we go. So in 1964, there was an experiment on the Caribbean island of St. Thomas to try to teach dolphins human English. So the scientist's name, his name was John Lilly, and he had a wife named Marianne. They had a little laboratory, and it had like a dolphin sanctuary. There was like one male and two female dolphins. So, I mean, sounds pretty fucking normal, right?
Yes. It sounds adorable so far.
Right. So there was a woman. Her name was Margaret Lovat, who is still alive, by the way. I think she's like 97 years old. She was living on the island as a young woman, and she heard about this lab. So, as what any normal woman would do, she just walks to the lab and knocks on the door and asks them if she can help interact with the dolphins. That's what any normal person would do, you know, with no scientific background or anything. So the scientist says, yeah, come on in. Let's see how you do with the dolphins, you know, because that's normal. That right there shows you how fucked up the 60s were. So could you
dolphins are adorable. Dude, have to understand that.
Can you imagine like today, like tomorrow, you drive to fucking SeaWorld and just go knock on the gate and be like, hey, can I help you guys out with the whales?
I'm sure that has happened at SeaWorld before. But yeah, I mean, dolphins are adorable. They're one of the cutest creatures on the planet. If I knew somebody down the street had dolphins in the swimming pool, I'd be like, hey, dude, can I come over and pet your dolphins? So far, I'm on board. I'm on board.
So one thing we've learned today is that you love dolphins and you think they're adorable. So I like where this is going.
Who doesn't love dolphins?
Yeah. Tuna yeah. Companies.
Oh, my God. Oh,
So, all right. So this lady, she goes there. She's like, hey. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, you can hang out with the dolphins. And for some reason, he thinks she does a good job. So she's like, hey. He's like, hey, you can help us try to teach these dolphins English. So she goes there and yes. Helps these scientists with their training, right?
Yeah.
All right. So she decides after a couple months or a couple weeks, I'm not sure which, that mm-hmm. her leaving every day at the end of the day, this pedestrian woman, is inhibiting the training and making the dolphins not able to learn English quick enough. So
it's starting to get strange now.
Here's where the shit starts getting nuts. So okay. She convinces the scientist to plaster off like the bottom 3 foot of the walls and all the floors of this laboratory. So instead of there just being like a dolphin pool, they fill the whole lab up with water and the dolphins can swim around in the lab. Okay. it keeps going.
Okay.
So then she's like, oh, that's cool. We can hang out with the dolphins all day. She decides she's going to start living there 24 hours a day with the dolphins to help them learn English.
Okay. That's a little odd.
So why do you think she may want to do this? Like what?
Okay, now when you say, now I feel like there may be some confusion here, because I mean, I'm honestly a little confused. When you say she plastered off the lab, what do you mean, like she turned the lab into an aquarium?
Essentially, with like a few feet of water in the bottom of it, so the dolphins could not only be in the dolphin sanctuary pool, but come into the lab with her while she was working.
Oh.
So they could essentially be together 24 hours a day.
Wow. That is some deep love for those animals. I'm not really sure I would do that myself.
Well, So she decided to sleep on a platform in the room. She worked on a desk that was suspended from the ceiling with cables, so she could like still work at a desk with all this water everywhere. So, and you know what? I'm going to break it to you honest. This is the most normal part of the story.
If you say she was having sex with the dolphins, dude, I'm done. I'm turning my mic off right now.
So let me rehash for anyone who may be not grasping this whole concept. A pedestrian woman goes to a scientific office that has a dolphin sanctuary, convinces the scientist to let her help him teach English to these dolphins, then decides to live there 24 hours a day because leaving them is inhibiting the training. And then she sleeps on a platform, works on a desk, fucking suspended from the ceiling because she convinces the scientist to plaster the walls and fill the lab up with water. And that's the most normal part of the story.
Oh, so it gets worse.
About four levels worse. We're just broaching the top of the...
Well, I'm invested now, so please continue.
Right. So, all right. So here's where the first weird twist comes in the way.
Oh, because it wasn't weird up to this point.
Right.
Okay.
So, as I mentioned before, there was one male dolphin and two female dolphins. The woman had taken a liking to the male dolphin named Peter because he now don't start judging Margaret yet. You don't know what Margaret did.
I don't.
And now she had a very simple reason why she wanted to work with Peter. Peter had never had any English training before. The other two had. So she wanted a virgin, so to speak.
Fuck, never had any English training before.
So she didn't want the other two females who had been tainted by others' English teaching to get in her way of teaching this dolphin English.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, exactly. So
perfect sense.
So basically, she's fucking working with this male dolphin named Peter.
Yeah, blank canvas. We'll refer to him as the blank canvas.
The blank canvas and Margaret were doing their English lessons all over the office 24 hours a day. And then Margaret decided, she felt that, like, Peter's sexual urges were getting in the way of the training to learn English.
Didn't I tell you?
Don't judge Margaret. Don't judge her. Listen. So she started letting Peter out into the dolphin tank with the other dolphins to get his fuck on. Because he wanted to fuck, right? He's a dolphin. Dolphins are the only other species of mammal that fuck for pleasure, other than humans.
I was going to bring this up, too, right? Man. It's like exactly. The only like piece of information I know about dolphins. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm about to drop a fucking bombshell on you about dolphins here in a minute. You wait. There's something I don't know about. I learned about dolphins. Blows my fucking mind. Anyways, so she did this, and that helped for a while. So she was doing this, letting him go out and get his fucking bang on with these other dolphins or whatever. So then, Margaret has a lot of opinions. Margaret decides that letting him out into the female tank is just inhibiting learning English too much.
Oh my gosh. She has all the answers, apparently.
Right. You know, she's a scientist and all. Oh, wait, a pedestrian who lives on the island. Yeah. So here's what happens. She starts manually releasing the fucking dolphin. Her words.
Oh, God.
She wasn't fucking it. The dolphin didn't, like, get all up in her. But I have two quotes from Margaret. This is an article that interviewed Margaret about this. She said, and I quote, "I wasn't uncomfortable with it, as long as it wasn't rough. It wouldn't just become part of what was going on.
I'm sorry, it would just become part of what was going on, like an itch, just to get rid of it, scratch it, and move on. And that's how it seemed to work out. It wasn't private. People could observe it. That's what? That's the first quote. So why don't we break this down a little bit? So she would jerk this dolphin off and let people watch. I mean, that's as fucking plain as I could get it. Okay.
In some countries, they pay good money for that.
Yeah, so. No shit, right? So, okay. Yeah. So then, the second quote, she says,
there's more.
It wasn't sexual on my part. Sensuous, perhaps. It seemed to me that it made the bond closer. Not because of the sexual activity, but because of the lack of having to keep breaking. And that's really all it was. It was there to get to know Peter. And that was a part of Peter.
Sure, no pun intended. Right. Obviously.
So again, it made them closer, not because she was getting the dolphin off, but because they didn't have to take breaks. This bitch is really fucking held up on taking breaks from teaching English.
Now, like, I don't even know how to approach this because I'm so against jerking off animals as it is. Well, I know.
What normal fucking person isn't against that?
I know, man. Apparently we're the crazy ones here. But okay, let me ask you one question.
Oh, ask me anything you want, man.
Let me ask you one question. Did the dolphins learn English?
Well, I'm not. I can't. That's going to ruin the surprise, bro. I can't get down there yet. There's two more levels of weird to go through. Okay.
Because honestly, if jerking this dolphin off leaded to this dolphin giving dissertations at Harvard, then I'm on board. I will jerk a dolphin off if I can have the first talking dolphin.
Well, it wouldn't be the first one. It'd be the second one.
Oh, true story. True story.
Oh, shit. So, all right. So she felt that breaking so he could go fuck female dolphins wasn't good enough. She had to do the deed herself. So then she goes on to say, I guess there's one more quote I have here. That relationship of having to be together sort of turned into really enjoying being together and wanting to be together and missing him when he wasn't there. She reflects, I did have a very close encounter with, I can't even say dolphin again, with Peter. And that's a fucking quote.
Oh, my God.
So this is weird. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is
that is true.
You talk about Crazy Town podcast. This is the definition of the Crazy Town right here. Like, this bitch is in the Crazy Town. So
yeah.
It's so crazy. Hustler magazine did an article about this. Yes, the porn magazine with Larry Flint did an article about this story in the 60s. You can fucking look it up. Like, this is, you can Google any of this. This is all legit as fuck, unfortunately. So
yeah.
So then it gets even crazier. But what we're going to do...
It gets worse?
It does get worse. Not,
oh my God!
It gets worse in a different way. There's no more bestiality, okay? That's done.
Oh, thank God, because I don't know how much more of that I can take.
But hang on. We'll be right back on the Crazy Town podcast and continue the Love of a Dolphin saga. All right, and we are back again on the Crazy Town podcast. We're going to get back into this dolphin lover story, Dynamite. What do you think about that?
Oh, I can barely wait.
I know the suspense is killing you. I didn't tell you about
it. I like
this
how you gave it the name Dolphin Lover. It reminds me of the South Park episode.
Fucking, there was a dolphin lover episode?
No, there was the chicken lover.
Episode. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Well, all right, so where we left off is that Hustler magazine did an article about the dolphin lover after she decided that manually releasing him helped their English training.
Oh, God.
So as this is going on, the scientist, John Lilly, starts experimenting with LSD.
Well, that was pretty common in the 60s.
Well, right,
okay.
Right. I mean, it is the fucking 60s. So, but yeah. I guess this article, it said he was one of the few scientists to be commissioned by the government to test LSD for its potential to have any sort of medicinal use. So now that's a whole nother fucking show segment that I'm like on its own. like about the government testing for medicinal uses, which I knew they did. I just cool, haven't though. I haven't researched it enough to speak about it. So let's save that for another episode of the show. So here's where another twist comes in. Like the LSD wasn't the real twist. So the scientist dude starts giving the other two dolphins LSD. I hear silence.
Oh.
You have nothing.
How do you give a dolphin LSD? Do
you just put it in its mouth, dude. That's how a human takes it, right?
Okay, so what does a dolphin do on LSD? Right.
Well, let me tell you. Only the two female dolphins got LSD. Can you guess why the third dolphin that named Peter didn't get LSD? Wild guess.
Were they Bill Cosby-ing the other two dolphins?
No, they weren't giving them Puddin' Pops, dude. They fucking know.
No. I mean, were they drugging them so that the other dolphin could have his way with them?
No. Margaret wouldn't allow it.
That was her man.
So basically,
but no, I don't know.
Lucky for that's why Margaret wouldn't allow it. She wouldn't let John Lilly give this Peter dolphin LSD. She didn't want it to inhibit learning English. It all comes back to this inhibiting learning English.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but guess what happens when you give a dolphin LSD?
I would imagine that it dies.
Nope, nothing happens. It has no effect on a dolphin.
Really?
Yeah. So she said in the article, Margaret said that once Lily started giving the other dolphin, when he started taking LSD, he became less interested in the dolphins in general, and he was upset because the LSD didn't have any effects on the dolphins. Because, you know, like, different chemical compounds have different, like, you know, like, dog pain medicine may not work on a human or a cat or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. LSD, nothing for a dolphin. So, that's really anticlimactic, but I had to throw it in there because I thought it was fucking interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So then it goes on to say that this John Lilly scientist guy turns into a full-blown hippie.
Imagine that. You start giving him endless supplies of LSD and dolphins.
Right, he turns into a hippie. It says it was a 6-month experiment to fucking learn English. I guess it failed. It didn't really say that they could talk. Obviously, dolphins don't speak English, so my guess is it was a failure. So it says it's just about the time the 6-month experiment was over, the sex sessions or whatever you want to call them.
The sex sessions.
The program lost its funding completely because the scientist was so hippied up and he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So you would think, I mean, how many levels is this deep weird? Two levels deep?
It was pretty weird after she started jerking off the dolphins.
So then he starts giving him LSD. That's level two. Here comes level three.
Oh my God. What is the story, dude?
So then it gets even weirder. I know it's hard to believe this could get any
worse. Okay.
So they de-sanction the lab. They send these dolphins. Like Margaret goes on to her whatever she goes to do, like live her life, non-dolphin lady. They send the dolphins to Miami to a different lab that John Lilly owns. So
okay,
the scientist calls Margaret a couple weeks later, after she leaves. And he tells her the dolphin has now committed suicide.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Peter?
Peter. Peter killed himself. Here's the legit piece of like knowledge that I learned from this article. Dolphins do not breathe autonomously. They have to think about every single breath they take.
What?
So you can't put a dolphin under anesthesia because it will die. It stops breathing. That didn't happen in this case. So here's the legit part about this. She said that Peter, like, basically he took a breath, then stopped breathing on his own accord, sunk to the bottom of the tank, and never started breathing again until he died.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking brain bender, right? Brain
that's
bender.
Crazy.
Right. So. That's the third level deep. You want to go one more level deep on this fucking story?
I can't, look, man. It's early.
It's not early? It's mid-afternoon, dude.
Okay. Okay.
One last thing.
Give it to me.
Here's the last.
Give it to me.
Okay. It's like, this story reminds me of a Pandora's box, dude. It's like you open it and it's just levels of deceit and awfulness.
It's layered like an onion.
Then, the Margaret lady, she ends up marrying the photographer from this experiment. So she marries the guy who took photos of her and the dolphin together.
Was he a dolphin?
Yes, he was a walking, talking dolphin. So that's just a little bit creepy, right?
Yeah.
And then, so she married someone related to the experiment. They had three daughters. Pretty normal there.
Half dolphins.
You want to take a random guess to where they lived?
I don't know. Under the sea, apparently, because she had such an affinity.
No. She bought the lab, and they lived in the lab that she fucked the dolphin in.
That was my next guess.
Family. So here's what she said about the home. Here's another quote. There was a good feeling in that building all the time.
Huh.
Yeah, the memory of you banging a fucking dolphin. You know what I mean?
Right?
So, I'm telling everybody, all the listeners, this is 100%, as far as I could tell, a legit real news story. I didn't make this up. You can Google it.
Nuts.
Google St. Thomas. What's the lady's name? Her name is Margaret Lovatt, Lovatt. The scientist's name is John Lilly, Lilly. And read about this. Hustler legitimately wrote an article about this back in the 60s. So I figured this was just weird enough to discuss on the Crazy Town podcast. I'm so glad TNT Dynamite was with me to go through this special edition episode.
I have so many unanswered questions.
What? I'll help you answer them right now. Let's go.
Okay. I don't know. Let's go back from the end here. How the hell did this dude? He knew she was jerking this dolphin off, and yet he still married her, right?
Well, I mean, dolphin fuckers need love too, I guess.
And then he was just cool with her moving back into the fucking dolphin sex den that she had been in for all this time.
Yes.
With their children.
Yes, yeah. So she raised her kids in the dolphin sex den. I mean, they converted it into a house. They didn't, it wasn't, full of water. Let me take that back. I don't know for sure, but I would imagine they turned it into a home rather than, swam around and, pretended to be dolphins all day.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, let's go back a little bit. The other two female dolphins were obviously just not enough for this male dolphin after she left.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he got real sad and he fucking stopped breathing on purpose and sunk and died.
Fucking crazy, man.
I know, right?
It's sick, though. It's,
oh,
know.
Yeah. Oh, it's super disgusting.
Where the fuck do you get this information, Jonas?
I don't know, dude. I found it on the internet somewhere. It's a bottomless pit of disgusting on the internet. You know that. That's it. I mean, I told you it had four layers of fucking weird, and it keeps going in a different way. It's four totally different. It's like you teach dolphins English, that's weird. You're fucking a dolphin, that's weird. You're giving dolphins LSD, that's weird. And then you move back in and raise your family in the dolphin house. And the dolphin killed himself. That's five levels of fucking weird in so many different ways.
Yeah, that got pretty weird.
So why don't you guys reach out to me at the Crazy Town Podcast, any of the ways you can reach us. Let me know what you think of this dolphin story. Do a little of your own research. Hit me up. We'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. All right. TNT, now that everyone has heard the story again.
Yeah.
How long were you scarred after hearing that?
I still am. I don't know if it's not plainly clear. It turns my stomach a little bit to think of the things that lady did with that animal.
Dude, I thought it was so crazy that the dolphin killed himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
But
I guess after you have a human jerk in your wang, it just ain't the same to do it yourself.
My God. Lock her up. Lock her up.
She was still alive. She was 94 or something, man. She went strong on that dolphin.
Yeah.
Speaking of animals, next up is probably another one of my favorite segments.
episode 17, TNT Dynamite, when we told everyone what kind of animals we would create if we could mix two together. You're laughing because you know what happens.
I stand firm on my choices, Jonas.
All right, everyone, you enjoy it. We'll be back to talk about it a little bit here in a minute.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
Dynamite, if you could breed two animals with logistics not being an issue, so size, any sort, like, no matter what, they would breed and have a baby.
Okay.
What two animals would you breed, and why would you breed them together?
Oh. Wow. Any two animals, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to lie. My first instinct is can they be a fictional animal?
Like a unicorn and a fucking bear?
Well, see, I kind of want a dragon from the Neverending Story, like the dog dragon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes. Let's go with that first. I want to see where this goes.
No. But then again, I'm thinking I want a real dragon. So a lizard with an albatross maybe. So I could be fucking Khaleesi, the mother of dragons. That's a Game of Thrones reference.
Ah, speaking of Game of Thrones references, I fucking saw, did you see that chick with the long white hair? Have you seen her out of character?
Are we talking about Khaleesi?
I don't know. I don't really watch the show. But it's the Daenerys. Is there a chick named Daenerys?
Yeah, that's her. That's her.
The hot chick with it's always naked and she has long hair.
Yeah, that's the Khaleesi.
I saw a fucking clip of her on Conan or Jimmy Kimmel or something. That bitch looks totally different. She has shoulder length brown hair in real life.
Really?
And she looks nothing like she does on the show. She's not all pale and shit. She was telling a story about, I think I saw it on Reddit, and she said that she was out with one of the other cast members, and someone came up and was like, oh my god, it's so-and-so from the show. They asked her to fucking hold the camera and take photos, didn't even know it was her. They're like, hey, can you take our picture? And she's taking the pictures and they didn't even know it was fucking Daenerys or whatever. I have no, and then I had to look through the comments on Reddit and they were like, oh my god, until they started talking about dragons, I had no idea who that bitch was.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Look, when you get a chance, look her up. She looks nothing. Anyways. So you want to take the dog from fucking A Fantastic Voyage, Coolio, music video.
The dog from The Fantastic Voyage. Never-ending story. But no, I want like a lizard, maybe a Gila monster.
Oh, wow.
And maybe a large bird of prey.
Well, I mean, there's already a dragon. I mean, so you want to make a real dragon?
Oh, so I could just pick a dragon?
Yeah, yes. You could mix a dragon and a fucking giraffe. You get a dragon with a long neck.
No, dude. Then I want a dragon with a whale. Then, so it's bigger.
You want a bigger dragon?
I didn't have time to think this through.
All right, you think of another one. I'm going to tell you what my first thought is. I want to mix a fucking horse and a cheetah just to see what the fuck that'd be like.
Well, I think that'd be dangerous.
An animal that's as fast as a cheetah, but you can ride it. Could you imagine cheetah horse races?
Yeah, I'm imagining that you're thinking that this animal is going to be tame as well.
Dude, it's a fantasy world. I can do whatever the fuck I want with my horse cheetah. All right. I'm going to have one in my fucking house, dude.
That would be great, though. I mean,
I'd fucking saddle it up. I'd get a fucking stirrup. I'd fucking get on it. I'd fucking ride it to town and shit.
I get visions of He-Man riding on his giant lion thing, honestly.
What was that cheetah thing? That I was don't like know. That was a weird was a mix tiger? Too. It was a liger.
Yeah. But he had armor for it and shit. You can get
I used
armor.
To have that toy, dude. It was Prince Adam with the velvet top, and he would prance around with his dildo and fucking do whatever. And fucking then he'd ride his fucking magical unicorn horse to the fucking market for fucking tampons. Isn't that how He-Man went?
Pretty sure there were no tampons in He-Man, but I might be wrong. I haven't seen the show in quite some time.
Dude, Castle Grayskull was the shit.
when you had like the microphone, you could be like, whoa, ho, 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 and it would like echo and be all reverbed. Do you remember that? Do you ever have that?
How do you remember this stuff?
Dude, I remember everything. And it had like a little trap door and you could fall into the net, and I used to play like G.I. Joe Man on Castle Grayskull and shit.
Okay, I do remember the
trap
door.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, let's go take two. First one, you wanted the dog from the Fantastic Voyage video, mix him with a dragon, and then
The goddamn dog dragon from a Never-Ending Story.
Is Peter Griffin riding him?
Peter Griffin!
You ever see that episode of Family Guy where he's like, yeah! And he's like riding the fucking dog from the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was this? I don't remember the dog's name from Never-Ending Story. Okay,
I've never seen it. Anyways, what else would you mix and why?
Dude, this is hard.
How is this hard?
I don't know, man.
You know what else I'd want to mix? You know what else I'd want to mix?
Phoenix and a dragon. God damn it.
Can you pick two real animals? You're going fucking everything mythological.
Well, you didn't make it. You didn't like my lizard bird.
You created a fake animal that's a mythical animal with your fucking selection. I made a fucking cheetah horse, man.
Because I'm a nerd. I just want a dragon. Can I just have a fucking dragon?
All right, you know what? I'll go again. You think. You know what else I'd like to see? I want to see an elephant breed with a chihuahua.
That seems counterproductive.
Like,
I want to see a midget and a giant.
This one isn't for practicality. Like, the cheetah horse had a purpose. Like, it would be like a really fast and animal with a lot of endurance, and it would be strong. It would be like cars would start being measured by cheetah horsepower instead of horsepower. That's what I was going for. We could call them chorses or heetas. I think. I like chorses myself.
I'm a heetah guy, but both of them are pretty good.
Either one. So it would be like a Ella Hawawa would be the other one.
Chihuahua.
No, I want a fucking elephant body with a chihuahua head.
Oh, see, well, now we're taking bits and parts and pieces here. I'm thinking of like the amalgamation of the two animals and what that would look
like. Like the fucking, like when you take like two celebrities and put them together in one of them beans generators.
What's that gonna look like?
You know what I saw the other day? I don't know what the fuck I was looking at. It was. I know it wasn't like a fucking tabloid magazine because I don't look at those. It was something. Maybe it was like, it had to be on Reddit because that's where I fucking spend a lot of bullshit time. It was a story that George Clooney and whoever his fucking woman is, they had babies, right? So like they had just had the babies.
Yeah, like, typical of male and females of the species.
Right. So they had just had the babies, right? And I had a picture of those two hanging out together. I don't know what they were doing. Then, like, in the little corner, it said – it had two pictures of, like, these two kids. Oh, they had twins, but they were, like, a boy and a girl. I don't know what kind – is that fraternal? Fraternal
kids.
Yeah, so it was a boy and a girl. These kids are literally, like, 4 days old, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little picture at the bottom. It's, like, these two, like, toddlers, like, from, like, the chest up. And they're, like – it's, like, a boy and a girl toddler. And I'm, like, who the fuck is that? Underneath the picture, it said, artist's conception of what kids will look like at age 4.
What the fuck?
Right. Like, why are you trying to predict what George Clooney's kid looks like at age 4 when they're 4 days old? Fucking somebody crazy. People who have way too much time on their hands.
Now I'm kind of wondering, like, how close is he to the actual idea of what they're going to look like now, you know?
I want to get George Clooney on the podcast and see what two animals he would mix together.
Dude, if we could get George Clooney on here, that would be fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, for sure. You know what I think we should start doing? We should asking every person we have on the podcast what two animals they'd mix together and just see what the fuck they say, because that's a weird-ass question.
I agree, but it's a tough one, man. Like, I think my dragon idea was pretty good.
It was. I mean, if you would make a real dragon, I mean, I'm talking like, okay, number two, what you got? Throw two animals out there.
All right. I was thinking of this one. I would like to take over the world with a bunch of butterfly gorillas, okay? Now, listen.
Oh, my God. Would they cocoon and, like, become, like, a... Would they start out as something and then cocoon into something else?
They'd be, like, gorillas with, like, monarch butterfly wings. antenna and like long proboscis that they could use to like suck the brains of my nemesis.
So like, okay, let me ask you this. Would they start out as like a gorilla caterpillar? And then they would like have to like...
No, they start out like a chimpanzee, like a tamarin caterpillar, like a smaller monkey.
Like a baboon and a caterpillar mixed together. And then they like...
Oh my god, that's like pretty fucking crazy right there too. Ew.
And then they like cocoon and like live in like this sack for like 6 months and they burst out full fucking gorilla with butterfly wings.
Yeah, dude. And they just fucking, they have like the long proboscis mouth and they flap around and they fucking do my bidding.
Oh my god, that'd be fucking creepy, dude. What about mosquito alligators?
Mosquitoes?
Oh my god. Alligitos is what I would call them.
What the hell? What an alligator mosquito? Are we doing the head of the alligator?
No,
are we doing
mosquito? It would look like an alligator.
Yeah.
But you take the tail off, okay? So it's just the alligator with no tail. So he has short feet and a big body with a snout. But the snout, instead of being like full of teeth, it has the fucking mosquito thing and he can suck your blood and he has wings.
Huh. That's pretty gross.
I need to fucking make a horror movie called Alligitos and fucking put it together. It'd be like Giant Shark versus Mega Octopus. Like one of those fucking sort of fucking horror movies.
Oh, what could we mix with an octopus?
Oh god, what needs eight legs?
A cat. So we could have an
it's just a cat head on an octopus.
So you have an octopus.
Oh, all right. Ba-dum-bum. Dude, it's just like a cat head with eight tentacles coming out from the bottom of it. This has turned out to be way more fun than I thought it would be when I was going into this.
Fish.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's go with another one. Let's see. What animal should we start with? I want to start with an aardvark.
Like an anteater?
An anteater.
And both of them, things with a lot of long faces.
Yeah. And we'll mix it with Sarah Jessica Parker because she already looks like a horse. I went up to Sarah Jessica Parker and said, "Why the long face?"
Yeah, whatever happened to Sarah Jessica Parker?
She had too much sex in the city.
Is that a thing? Is that an ailment? A debilitating disease?
too much sex in the city.
I'm such a Miranda guy myself.
Are you? You know what's funny is when I was like, that show came out, oh my god, I'm gonna date myself. I don't know how, I was young. And I had HBO and like, have you ever remember the show Dream On?
I remember the name of it.
Well, that show had a lot of tits and like I liked boobs as a kid because I'm a man and I like boobs. And so the show came out and had sex in the name. So like I used to watch it hoping that there would be tits and there was never tits. There was never tits.
There was one episode where they showed every character's tits. There was one episode.
Sarah Jessica Horseneck never had her fucking tits out, bro.
Who wants to see those anyway?
Oh, I don't. That's like when it's like you said that China has a sex tape.
You haven't seen that?
I didn't watch it, dude. I don't want to watch X-Pac fuck anything.
Did she fuck X-Pac?
Yeah, it was fucking what's his face? Yeah.
XPAC 123 kid. Yeah, yeah. I've seen a China sex tape. She actually had a bunch of other sex tape. God rest her soul.
Did she have one with Ray J?
No. She had one where she had painted herself green and she was the She-Hulk, though.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not fucking
kidding. She had to have been on cocaine then.
What do you figure?
Wait, she went from being like a mainstream celebrity wrestler to painting herself green and fucking dudes on film. That's a cocaine problem.
I don't know how you figure. I mean, I figure that's probably like
You trying to say it's a step up from being a WWF superstar?
I would much rather fuck girls on film than wrestle
in
the ring.
No. You would much rather, you're saying, that wasn't the question. The question was, would you rather paint yourself green and get fucked on camera or be a fucking WWF superstar?
Dude, I would paint myself whatever fucking color you want me to if I get the fuck all day for a living. That sounds like a great job.
Matt, you get the fuck, you get fucked. She wasn't fucking nobody. She wasn't pagan dudes. She was fucking getting rammed.
What is the difference, man? We got different parts. She's getting fucked. I would be getting fucked as well. Whatever. I'm not talking about taking it up the butt, but women like dicks. So she's fucking dicks. I like vaginas. I'd be fucking vaginas. We're both getting paid for sexual release. I would love to get paid. If I could get paid to jack off, I'd be a fucking millionaire.
God, you could take all the times in life that's happened and get like $20 for it. Holy shit.
Exactly. I don't know. I think it's the job of a lifetime. If that's probably my dream job. The only thing that would get me to quit the podcast is if I could be a porn star. Well,
first we'd have to get paid to do the podcast. I mean, we make lots of money. This was just a joke. We definitely make all the money. Don't make Patreon jobs.
Help out the show.
Yes. Sign up for audibletrial.com/crazytownpodcast so I can pay for the next year to do this thing.
Go to Lil Trail's Kickstarter and he'll come.
Go to Journey Autos and see Lil Trail for a 2002 Oldsmobile Laro. And while you're at it, ride a Hita or an Elosquito all the way there. Oh shit! This is fucking cluster fucked all the way, dude. We are so far from where we started.
I know.
At this point, let's just take a break. We'll come back. We'll regroup our thoughts, and we'll get back to stuff on the Crazy Town podcast with TNT Dynamite and Jonas. We can create any fucking animal we want. And this guy chooses to create a dragon.
Dragons are cool, dude.
Right, but you could have mixed a dragon with like a fucking caterpillar and had it be like a worm dragon with flight wings or something.
What a furry ass dragon. Now, what am I gonna do with all the dragon fur? I gotta clean that shit up.
Wipe off your couch and shit. Now, I must say the gorillas with butterfly wings was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
or the alligators, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, everyone, that's all the time we have for Volume 3 of the Mediocre Moments of Season 1. We want to thank you for listening. I want to thank TNT for joining me. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can check you out on the interwebs?
TNT Dynamite, can reach me through the Crazy Town Podcast Twitter. You can reach me through TNT at Twitter dot whatever the fuck Twitter does.
At TNT Dynamite, not TNT at Twitter.com. That doesn't go, dude.
Look, if they know how to use Twitter, they can get to me.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, thanks for having me, Jonas. Thanks for listening, everybody out there.
And if you aren't following us on Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod, you better do it today or Aunt Tina's going to cook you a fucking fruitcake for Christmas.
Aunt Tina, no!
Right. You can see the cornucopia of information at thecrazytown.com regarding the podcast. And please rate us on iTunes because it helps us out and I love seeing reviews. So, but that's it for today. We will see you next week with the final volume of Mediocracy before Season 2 starts. For Jonas and TNT Dynamite, we are out.